Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 12, Nityananda Mahima, continuing glories of Lord Nityananda. Yesterday, we were hearing about the Kopin Leela, where Mahaprabhu was requesting Nityananda Ram to donate his Kopins for the blessings and benefit of all the assembled devotees. Lord Gauranga, he ripped up those kopins into small pieces and everyone tied them around their heads. And we were describing yesterday about the transcendental position of the elevated devotees, advanced devotees, gurus, mahanta guru, etc., and the paraphernalia that's connected with them. Not only their cloth, but even their stool and urine is something sacred and something to be regarded. So now, Mahaprabhu is speaking again, text 32. Prabhupale sunaha sakala bhaktagan nityananda parodaka karaha grahan. Vishnuvar Mahaprabhu said, listen, devotees, sunaha sakala bhaktagan, drink the water that has washed the feet of Nityananda. So we were discussing this yesterday. From Anti Leela, there's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Bhakta Pada Duli, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Avashesha Teen Mahabal, that the Bhakta Pada Duli, the dust of the feet of the devotees, their food remnants, and here Bhakta Pada Jal, the gel or the water from their feet is sanctifying and purifying. So on the command of the Divine Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying, please, Pad Odaka. Odaka means water. And Pad means the water from the feet. They should drink it. Then Mahaprabhu continued. Because some devotees who may be less informed in that assembly, they might say, well, why? Mahaprabhu, you're asking us to drink the foot water from Nityananda. Well, why is that? Or the reader may be asking, if the reader is not well-versed in the whole tattva, Gaudi Siddhanta, then he may say, oh, why is the Lord doing that? So then the Lord, anticipating that question in the mind, he speaks the next verse, text 33. Karile matra'e padodaka pan krishne drida bhakti hai itte nahi an. Hishmar said, as soon as one drinks the water from the feet of Nityananda, he will develop fixed devotional service to Krishna. Krishna dridha bhakti, dridha, sudrida, sudrida nishchoy, that our faith should be sudrida, very firm, very fully convinced, without any doubts, at least in the process of devotion. So here is Krishna dridha bhakti hai, itte nahyan. Itte nahyan, there's no doubt about this. Vishnuvara is saying, that simply by drinking the foot water from a great devotee, an elevated devotee. Of course, there's also pastimes. Here, Vishnuvara is ordering all the devotees to drink the water from Nityananda's feet. But then in a Puri Leela in Gundicha Marjan, when Mahaprabhu is cleansing the Gundicha temple for the pleasure of Jagannathji, then the Lord was personally taking part in that Marjan, cleaning of the Gundicha temple. And there was one devotee, Shubhananda. His name was Shubhananda. He was, rather than pouring water on the asan, the singasan of Jagannath in Gundicha, he was pouring water over the Gauranga Padodaka. He was pouring water over the feet of Lord Gauranga. Then he was drinking it. One handful, two handfuls, then three handfuls. And then maybe Damodar Pandit or Surab Damodar said, okay, that's enough. I think Mahaprabhu said, okay, that's it, cool it. No more nectar. You've got three scoops, that's enough. And so then he was very intelligent. So Gauranga's foot water was also distributed to the devotees to some extent. So here Mahaprabhu is ordering everyone to drink the foot water of Nityananda, Padodaka, Pan, and telling that it's very beneficial. This is not ordinary water. This is the most extraordinary water. This is better than the greatest filtered RO RO filtered mountain spring, Perrier imported French water from the Alpines mountains. This has the best health benefits, the most curative effect, because it cures us of the ridrogam, kamam ridrogam. This foot water from the feet of a great devotee, what to speak of Gauranga or Nityananda. This is Charan Amrit. It destroys death and the possibility for death, because it creates living consciousness. It creates life in the heart, because it gives bhakti. Bhakti becomes planted in the heart by the watering process. Any plant requires water to grow. So there's no greater water to develop and nourish and grow the bhakti lata than the water from the feet of Krishna. Radha Krishna, there's one mantra that we chant when we take Charanamrita. Radha Krishna Padodakam Bhakti Bhairena Pai. Radha Krishna Padodakam Bhakti Bhairena Bhai Patrash. Prima Bhakti Damoda Shirasar Darahamyaham. It's a variation of the mantra that people usually chant. When you go to Karoli, if you go to Karoli in Rajasthan and visit the temple of Madan Mohan, the original Thakurji of Sambandha Abhideya, Abhideva Guru, Lord, this Sambandha Gyan Tattva, Madan Mohan, well, there on the wall of the temple, right where they distribute the Charanamrita, there's this mantra for taking Charanamrita, and it talks about this Sarva Vyadi Vinashanam, Akala Mrityu Haranam. By taking this Charanamrita from the feet of Madan Gopal, from Krishna Charanamrita, Akala Mrityu Haranam, it will take away untimely death. Sarva Vyadi Vinashanam, then all diseases, Sarva Vyadi Vinash, all diseases will be annihilated. But this type of mantra is in the Puran, and it's very much appreciated and desirable for the Karma Mishra Bhakta or the Prakriti Bhakta. But the Vaishnava of a higher caliber, he's not interested in freedom from disease, or is he interested in timely death or untimely death, jivana marana. Whether he lives or dies, he serves Krishna. So the mantra that's given in Ragmarg, Radha Krishna Padodakam Prema Bhakti Damoda Bhakti Bhairena Bhai Pitva Shirasardara Hamyaham. It says Radha Krishna Padodakam, because here it says Nityananda Padodakam. Mahaprabhu is saying Nityananda Padodakam, we should drink the water from the feet of Nittai. So we're drinking every day the water from the feet. Radha Krishna Padodakam. Radha Krishna Padodakam, Prema Bhakti Dhamuda. Prema Bhakti Dhamuda. This water from Radha Madhav's feet, from Radha Shamsundar's feet, Radha Raman's feet, it gives Prema Bhakti Dhamuda. It gives Prema Bhakti, which is very satisfying and very fulfilling. The inner fulfillment is achieved by honoring three drops of that sacred water, Charan Amrita. And then Bhakti Bhairena Bhai Pitwa. Bhakti Bhairena Bhai Pitwa. Pitwa means pio or pana. We say pana in Bengali. Pio or pitwa. Pitwa means to drink. Bhakti Bhairena. Bhairena means full, heavily laden. Heavily laden Bhairena. So it's like if you have, you can imagine that you have a balloon, and children, they blow up the balloon, and then it blows up and they let it go, like this. And sometimes instead of putting air inside a balloon, you can put water inside a balloon. It's called a water balloon. And you put under the faucet in the kitchen or whatever, a nal, and you fill the balloon with water and it expands. Then you tie it up and then you throw it at your brother. At least that's what we did. Then he chases you and it's a big mess everywhere. It's called water balloon fights. Or you go up to the first floor, that's even more fun. You go up to the first floor or second floor of your apartment, somebody's riding by the bicycle on the street. Haribo! It's like kind of a modern variation of Jal Kali. Or Holi, I suppose. Pitchkaris. So this Bhairena is like that. You take a balloon and you fill this balloon, with water, and then it the elasticity of the balloon expands with the volume of water. So our bhakti expands, bhakti bharena bhai pitwa. We drink more charanamrita, then our bhakti becomes very full, like that balloon becomes full and plump and laden. So bharena means full, full, plump and laden. So this is what we want. We want bhakti, we want prema. We don't care about saravyadi vinashanam or kalamrityu haranam. And Vaidhi sadhana, or the materialistic devotee, Prakriti Bhakta, he's interested in calculative devotion. But the pure devotee, he's only interested in devotion, bhakti, and more bhakti, and ultimately prema bhakti. So this is a mantra that's chanted. Radha Krishna Padodakam, prema bhakti damuda, bhakti bharina bhai pitva, shirasa darhamyam. The last part of the mantra is the same in all charanamrita mantras. Shirasa darhamyam. That after taking this, respectfully honoring three drops of the charanamrita of the Lord, shir means head, dara, shir dara means to hold on the head, like in Ayurveda. In Panchakarma they have shir dara. You lie down like this and they drop this oil, a thin stream of oil they drop on your forehead. It's very soothing and it's good for vata rog. And that's what they were suggesting for Lord Chaitanya, that he had vata rog. Vata rog means air disease. Disease of air, vata. That's why he was an epileptic. He was like, mundane professors say that Sri Chaitanya of Navadvipa was an epileptic. That's right, they're right. These atheists, I mean, whatever they are, these offensive personalities, that he was trembling. Jaga, gaga. This is like epilepsy. Because they have no purview or no conception of transcendental sattvic bhavs. They cannot understand. What to speak of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's exhibition of bhavas and anubhavas, which are not even written about in any shastra, Kurma Chaitanya. There's no, in Natya Shastra, Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra, where they describe different bhavas and anubhavas, there's no mention of Kurma Chaitanya, where your arms go inside your body, your neck gets short, your legs come inside your body, then jaga-gaga, you become Jagannath. Mahaprabhu displayed this form, Kurma Chaitanya, the divine turtle in Puri, due to the excess Divyonmad Mahabhava of Radharani that was erupting in his heart like uncontrolled, ever-erupting volcano. So back to Nityananda, as was mentioned in the purport yesterday about this Bhaktapada Duli, Bhaktapada Jal, it's extremely powerful. So Mahaprabhu is saying, there's no doubt about it. One becomes fixed, Krishne Drira Bhakti Hai. Because it's very interesting, as we're talking about water, the analogy I was starting to mention, that water nourishes plants, more water, more growth. So there's no greater water than the water from the feet of the Lord, Charanamrita or Bhaktapada Jal. The water from the feet of the devotees. We have a lata, a plant of devotion, and it becomes greatly nourished by this water. And of course, devotees are very reluctant to distribute the water from their feet. Oftentimes, sannyasis or gurus, they visit people's houses, especially in cultured places like India. And the grihasthas, they want to greet them by bathing their feet. And of course, then the water will be distributed. This standard of behavior, standard of sadhachara, was shown even by Lord Krishna. Even Bhagavan is bathing the feet of Narada Muni. When Narada Muni visits Dwarka, and Bhagavan Sri Krishna bathes his feet and then sprinkles it on the head of Rukmini and Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Satya Kalindi, and himself to show the example. We're grihasthas. A great sage has come, Narada Muni, and Bhaktavatar, the Acharya of devotion. So we're worshipping him, Artik, washing his feet. And God is holding the Narada Padodaka. God, Bhagavan, is holding the water from the feet of his devotees on his head. Of course, in Gita Govinda, he's holding the feet also. Dehi Padapalavam Mudaramadapam. Jayadeva Goswami is explaining that Krishna holds not only the water from the feet, but he holds the feet of Radharani on his head. That's considered his greatest ornament. Like we wear tilak, We wear tilak to proclaim to the world our particular affiliation, a particular sampradaya, and a particular ishtadev. So we wear urdva pundra. But this other pundra, this three lines horizontal, I forget the name for that, but this horizontal tilak, this is Shiv. This is the Shiv Chinna, Shiv Bhakta Chinna, the sign of a Shiv Bhakta. Vishnu Bhakta wears urdva pundra, going up to the out of this world. Because this tilak is taking us out of this world, up. Generally, people think of mukti means up. Heaven is up. Oh, heaven's up there. But heaven is everywhere. So, but the Shiva Bhaktas, they're staying here. They're staying on the horizontal plane. Shiva Bhaktas stay on the horizontal plane. Bhurbhuvaswa. So their tilak is horizontal. You know, this is called horizontal. But we're not staying on the horizontal plane. We're on the vertical plane. Rising plane. Up. So Ram Bhaktas, and the Sri Vaishnavas, everyone, they're going up. Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Vishnu Loka, and we're going to Braja Loka, Braja Gokul. It's called Tulsi Dara. Our tilak is called Tulsi Dara tilak, because we're holding a Tulsi leaf on our nose, Tulsi Dara. And Nupura, Shamananda Sampradaya has Nupura tilak. And his Radharani's ankle belt imprinted on Dukhi Krishnadas' nose, and he was given the name Shamananda. So I was saying that as Krishna is holding the water from his feet of his devotees on his head, and Narada Muni comes to Dwarka, Dwarkadish bathes his feet lovingly and carefully, and then sprinkles it on his head and all of his queen's head. Not only does Bhagavan hold the water from his feet, but he even holds the feet of his devotees on his head. And that's told in Gita Govinda. Dehi padapalavam mudaramatapam. Dehi. Govinda's praying to Radhika. Oh, Radhika. Dehi, please give me your tender, leaf-bud-like feet. Your pravala charana. Your feet are like coral. They're red like pravala, means coral. They're red, like reddish coral. They're so beautiful. And they're like a bud of a leaf. Please, I want to place them on my head. So not only does Krishna place the water of his devotees on his head, but even the feet. And as we, as Krishna's devotees, mark our foreheads with urdva pundra to indicate that we are surrendered to Vishnu, we are Vaishnavas, and specifically we are in the Chaitanya Saraswat Sampradaya. Chaitanya Saraswat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Bhakti Sunanta Saraswati, Chaitanya Saraswat Sampradaya, who are displaying to the world our unique tilak, which is called Tulsidara tilak. That is indicating our affiliation, that is indicating our Ishtadev, and is indicating our parampara. So similarly, as the devotees are wearing tilak, Krishna is also wearing a mark on his forehead, and it's also urdva pundra, but it's the lac, it's the red lac dye from the lotus feet of Radharani. So Krishna marks his forehead with the feet of Radharani, as Jayadeva Goswami is describing Gita Govinda. And that leaves that red dye, that lac, that red dye in the bottom of Radharani's feet, leaves two upward marks, two, like we say, hang ten. It leaves two upward foot marks on Krishna's head. And that proclaims to the world, yes, Ami Radha Dasi. I am a servant of Radharani. So this is Krishna's tilak. You see. So Krishna is so much honoring his devotee. What to speak of Nityananda Padodakam? So Krishna is showing an example that the feet of my devotee are so great that I keep those footprints, Radharani's footprints are on my head, and that becomes an urdva pundra, that becomes a tilak on my head. And I proclaim to the world my affiliation. I proclaim to the world my ishta devata. I proclaim to the world my submission to the feet of my devotee. I proclaim to the world that I am a servant of Srimati Radhika, Swadina Bratrika. One of the eight types of Nayaka Bhav is Swadina Bratrika, which means that Nayak or hero who is controlled by his lover. This is the 25th quality of Srimati Radharani. She controls Krishna by her love. Aham Bhakta Paradino. Krishna says in the 9th chapter of Bhagavatam, he says, I am controlled by my Bhakta, Aham Bhakta Paradino. Nahiya Swatantra. He says, I am not Swatantra. In front of the pure love of my devotees, I am not independent, Swatantra. I am Aswatantra. So this is the glories of this wonderful bath water the foot water from Nityananda's feet. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains the response of all the audience that when they were requested by Lord Nityananda to drink that water. Agyapai sabe Nityanandera charana pakaliya paduka karaye grahana. Being ordered by Vishambhar, all the devotees immediately washed the feet of Nityananda with water and drank it. Pancha bara dasa bara eka jane kai bhaya nahi Nityananda hasaye sadai. Some of the devotees drank 5 times. Some drank 10 times. Nityananda laughed constantly and did not know what was going on. He's still in his Balyabhav, in his mood of a young child. What are they doing? Oh, they're pouring water on my feet 5 times, 10 times. very nice. The children like to play with water. They very much enjoy it. If you take some children by the ocean side, they will never come out. And by the riverside, they love to jump in the water and laugh and this and that. So like a child, everyone's bathing his feet and getting the nectar, and he's just laughing. He doesn't even know what's going on. He's in his own bhav. Apane vasya maha prabhu gorarai Nityananda paduka kotuke lotai. Sitting where he was, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in great jubilation, personally distributed water that had washed the feet of Nityananda. Sabi Nityananda parodaka karipan mattapraya haribali karaye avan. Everybody went wild. After drinking the water from Nityananda's feet, everyone became intoxicated and loudly chanted the name of Hari. Keha bali ajidanya haila jivan. Keha bali ajisaba kandila bhandan. One devotee said, "Today my life has become successful." Someone else said, "Today my material bondage is vanquished." Keha bali aji hailama Krishna das. Keha bali ajidanya divasa prakash. Keha bali paduka badaswaru lagi. Ekanomu kera mishtata nahi bhange. One devotee said, "Today I have become a servant of Krishna, Krishna Das." Someone said, "This is the most auspicious and fortunate day of my life." Another devotee said, "This water is so tasty that I feel sweetness in my mouth." It says, mishtaka, mishtan, nahi bhangi. Bhange. It says, ekana mukera mishtan, nahi bhange. That's very interesting. English translation doesn't match. Nahi bhange is like we say akanda kirtan, or we say nishant bhangalila, the ending of nishant lila. So it's mishtata, nahi. This misty dahi, sweet yogurt, and mukera mishtata. This sweetness in my mouth, there's no end to it. It's not breaking. Nabange. There's no break. It's just. It just goes on and on and on. So that someone was experiencing the real high end of drinking the water of Nityananda's feet. So Siddhanta Saraswati gives a wonderful purport about this. After drinking the water of Nityananda's feet on the order of Gaurasundar, someone said, "This water from Nityananda's feet is very tasty. After drinking this water, the sweet taste does not vanish. Even after drinking this water, the sweetness remains in the mouth for a long time." So, of course, Krishna is telling in Gita, Rasohamapsakonteya, Prabhasmi Shashishuryo. He says, "I am the light of the sun, Prabha. Prabhasi Shashi Suryo." He says, "I am the Prabha, Shashi and Surya. I am the light of the moon and sun. Rasoham Mapsakonte. And I am the rasa, I am the taste in water." But we taste water, "Oh, this is sweet water." We say in India, we have this phrase, "Oh, this is sweet water." I never heard until I came to India. If you're raised in Argentina or Venezuela or America, water is water. It's all sweet. But you come to India, there's sweet, there's misty pani and kara pani. There's hard, bad, bitter water and sweet water and all kinds of water. So Krishna says, I am that sweet taste. That is me. But we taste it, then it goes. But the sweet taste of Nityananda's padotaka, the water, the charanamrita from Nityananda, that sweet taste is something different. And it doesn't go, because what that sweet taste is the sweet taste of bhakti. The water from Nityananda's feet is giving that one devotee who is experiencing it. He said, this sweet taste, nabange, it doesn't go, it doesn't break, it doesn't stop. Because it's called bhakti ras. Bhakti rasamrita sindhu. Can we reach the end of the water in an ocean of nectar? Can we find the end of the water in an ocean of nectar? Bhakti rasamrita sindhu. The sindhu, this is an unlimited ocean. Can you drink the water in the ocean? Impossible. You can never reach the end of that drinking. Never reach the end of that experience. So bhakti is like this. So this one devotee, he's rightly saying that this sweetness, this is alaukik. This is transcendental. This is not the ras of water from Perrier water or Bisleri water. I drink it. And then, okay, now where's that taste? I don't feel that taste. I'm bored with that taste. I don't want that water anymore. I want something else. Now I want whatever, some prasad. But this taste of Nityananda's feet, which is, what is that taste? The taste of Nityananda's charanamrita is a taste of Nityananda. And what is the taste of Nityananda? Nityananda is Sevananda Rup Persona. He's a Sevananda Rup. He's a personification or the embodiment of Seva. This is told in the fifth chapter of Adi Lila. He's always absorbed in Sevananda, the bliss of service. So that bliss that one derives from engaging in devotional service is a rasa. It's a taste. Prabhupada describes an introduction to nectar devotion. That taste which drives one on. That taste which inspires one, propels one, maintains one, and fulfills one. That is a taste of bhakti ras. We get a drop of bhakti ras and we get inspired to do bhakti. And we engage in bhakti, we get energy, we get propelled. And we keep going. That's maintenance. Then we become fulfilled. That's fulfillment. This is all from bhakti ras. So devotees that are functioning as emissaries of Nityananda or representatives of Nityananda, they're very much enthused and they're very much tasty. They're tasty to be with. They're good company. We had the good fortune of spending about 4 months of our life every day with Jayananda, the famous devotee in ISKCON, who Prabhupada said went back to Godhead. Sriman Jayananda Prabhu. And he was tasting bhakti ras. He was tasting and distributing bhakti ras. He was absorbed. He was always blissful. He was always engaged. He was engaged in Sevananda, the bliss of service. And it was contagious. If you were with him, he would just whip you into a frenzy of devotional service. Even if you were the most tamasic, lazy, inert living entity, you could become inspired and motivated to serve Krishna by his association and the rasa and experience that you would derive by that service that you would submit to. Because it takes a lot. When we first met him, we were new bhaktas. We were sent to L.A. We're living on Stinson Street. I think it was something like that. Stinson Street. We're living there for 1 month at the Rath Yatra carts. We just lived there. We were building. We were with him every day. So we were pretty inert. Inert new bhaktas. But somehow he inspired us with little potential energy of bhakti ras. So that inertia became some kinetic expression. So this is a wonderful, everyone's having a wonderful experience. So now Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is telling us that ordinary foolish people consider the Nityananda Charanamrita as ordinary water. So they, such people, they remain entangled in the ropes of material desire. But the glories of this water is such that a devotee who drinks it becomes self-realized and understands his position as a servant of the Lord. Text 41. Ki se Nityananda paru dakera prabhav pana matra sabhe haila chanchala swabhav. What wonderful influence the water that washed the feet of Nityananda has. For Just by drinking that water, everyone became agitated, chanchala swabhav. This is the prabhav. This the influence of this Nityananda's Padodaka, that prabhav. What happened? Everyone became chanchala swabhav. They exhibited the characteristics. They became very agitated. For what? Agitated, we'll find out. Well, they became agitated. What does that mean, agitated? It means they went surfing on the internet? Because they were so agitated, they were so bored, they didn't want to read, they didn't want to chant, they didn't want to do kirtan or bhajan, they didn't want to take darshan, they didn't want to play with their kids, didn't want to talk to their wife. They just wanted to surf the internet. Solo on the internet. Solo surfing. No friends, no family, no bhakti, no devotion, just maya. Right? No, they got agitated, chanchala sabhav, and Vrindavan Das says, here's how they expressed their agitation. Keha nache keha gai, keha gari jai, hunkara garjana keha, karaye sadhai. After drinking that Nityananda Charanamrita, someone danced, nache, someone sang, gaya, someone rolled on the ground, gari jai. Others roared loudly all the time, hunkara garjana, hunkara, arivo! Something, you know. I mean, we have Nityananda Trayodasi, and we're drinking so much Charanamrita. So after we drink the Charanamrita, what happens? We roar loudly, Hunkara Garjana, Haribo, Nitai, Nitai. We start rolling on the ground. I guess if we drink enough of it, we'll roll on the ground. There's so much honey inside. It's like Madhupan. Everyone get intoxicated. But do we start running around, dancing, singing? Maybe, I don't know. I'll have to see. Usually, I don't know. We feel good, that's for sure. Utila Paramananda Krishnara Kirtan Bivala Haya Nritya Kari Bhaktagan. Okay, now they got organized. At first they drank it, they became chanchala sabhav. They were a little disorganized. One guy was running over here shouting and roaring Hunkara Garjana. Somebody else is over here jumping around dancing. Someone's rolling on the floor. Now someone was... There was a good organizer there. Someone said, wait a minute, boys, wait a minute. Let's get this, organize this. Let's pull it all together. So now it's called unified field in science, right? Science has this concept of unified field. So unified around the harmonizing principle. What is the harmonizing principle? What is the ultimate unified field to bring every jiva into one position? If you want to bring the entire universe into one position and every single jiva into one position, that's called unified field. Because every jiva is a kshetra. Every jiva is a kshetra, kshetragya, or kshetra, a field. And this whole universe is a larger field. So to make all the fields one field, there is one harmonizing agent, one unifying factor. And that's revealed in this verse by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Utilila Paramananda Krishnara Kirtan Vivala Haya Nritya Kari Bhaktagan. A tumultuous, ecstatic kirtan was begun, and all the devotees were completely overwhelmed as they danced. Bivala Nritya Kari Bhaktagan. Bival. Bivala means overwhelmed. So this is the unified field. Now, instead of independently rolling on the ground, independently roaring, ha ha, haribo, and independently singing Gaya, and independently jumping around, some clever person picked out some mardangas and kartals and started the kirtan. Sankirtan. Samyak kirtan. Samyak. Everyone. Sublog. Everyone together. So now you see the synergy of the combination of all the devotees. What happened? It created a tumultuous kirtan, and everyone became completely vivala. Everyone was dancing in unison. This is the Sankirtan Rasmandal, the Rasmandali of Sankirtan. Eko Bahusham, from one became many. The many came to one. The many devotees going in their independent expressions of ecstasy became one. In the Kirtan Mandali. This is the real unified field. Science is searching for the unified field. Right? Our professor there. Professor Sattva. This is a transcendental unified field. Shaneke Sri Gora Chandra Kariya Hunkar Uttiya Lagila Nritya Karite Apar. Soon Sri Gora Chandra roared loudly and began to dance profusely. All right, now Gaurasundar got got into it, joining all of his bhaktas. He incited the whole thing. It was all his arrangement, his divine play. He was bringing everyone. Krishna's playing his flute, Muralidhara. Right? Krishna plays his Murali and invites all the dancers to the Mandali, the Ras Mandali. And each dancer he sends an invitation, personal invitation to each dancer. Each dancer has a name, and that name is a gan. I mean, that name is a raga, a rag. And Krishna plays that Lalita rag on his flute. Lalitae? Lalite? Ajao. Ajao. Come. Ajao, Ras Mandala. Jamuna Jaunge, Ras Mandala Jaunge. Come to the Ras Mandala. Lalita? Lalite? Bishaka, as they say in Bengali. Bishaka? They say ba. We say va. North India, they say vi. Vishaka. Here they say ba. Bishaka? Bishake? So Krishna's playing his murli, and with each name of each gopi, he's calling, dancer, oh, Lalita, please come and dance in the Ras Mandala. Oh, Vishaka, please come. And of course, he invites everyone. And lastly, he invites Radhika, Gandharvika. Gandharvika Radhe ki jai. So Mahaprabhu, as Krishna orchestrates, as the master of ceremonies of the Ras Mandala, he orchestrates the entire Leela on the banks of the Jamuna, or in Chandra Sarovar, or in Punchari, Rasastali, or in Radhakund. Radhakund is also the supremo Rasastali on the banks of Radhakund. Highly selective, elite, a very elite crowd are invited to the banks of Radhakund for the evening Rasa dance there, very special Rasa dance. So Mahaprabhu has created this entire Sankirtan Mandali by first putting everyone into ecstasy. Because if you want to dance, you have to feel ecstatic. Prabhupada said, you see my boys and girls dancing. This is not ball dancing. This is not disco dancing. You see them dancing? He's telling some professors in Mexico City or somewhere, they're all dancing. And Prabhupada was having his room darshan while it was going on. It was on the first floor. To see how they're all dancing? This is not disco, this is not ball dancing. These devotees, their hearts are dancing. Their hearts are in ulas, riddhi ulas. Their hearts are dancing in love, the divine dance of bhakti, the divine dance. The wave of bhakti has overtaken their hearts. So that when that wave comes, if you go in the ocean and a big wave comes, your arms go one way, your legs go another way. You can't just stand there in the ocean when a big wave comes and knocks you down. You can't just stand there, I'm not moving anywhere. No, the force of that wave, the impact and force of that wave, your arm is behind your head and your leg is over your ear and you're all like a pretzel or something. You know, you're all twisted up upside down like a swastika. You're just gasping for breath. So this is the wave, the ocean's waves contort the physical body in various unique and amazing postures. Struggling for survival under the water. And the wave, when the wave of bhakti overtakes the heart, then you see how the body goes this way, that way, the arms go this way, the legs go, arms go up in the air, Haribo, Haribo. One leg, you ever see devotees dancing? It looks like they're in a tidal wave. One leg goes up like this, ho, and one leg goes up like this. It's something like Tandara Nitya. So Mahaprabhu, as Krishna organizes the Rasa Kirtan, or Rasa Lila Kirtan. So Mahaprabhu is creating, he's orchestrating this entire Kirtan. And when everybody, first they drink the water. The water, it says mata, the last verse says mata. They became intoxicated. So if you want to have a good dance party, first you get everyone drunk. Anyone's an adult in a party. Everyone drinks a bunch of beer and whiskey, they get intoxicated. Then it's easier to dance because all your inhibitions are washed away with the alcohol. Of course, we don't encourage that. This is against the four regular principles. If anyone's listening on the radio, please understand what I'm trying to say. Don't go out to your nearest Bengali wine shop. The point is that the word was mentioned that they became intoxicated by drinking the rasa, not the whiskey ras, but the rasa of bhakti, the coming in the form of the Nityananda Padodaka, coming in the form of the Charanamrita from Nityananda's feet. That's bhakti ras. They became intoxicated with bhakti. They started laughing, they started dancing. Then Lord Gauranga saw that then the kirtan started. Lord Gauranga said, "Yes, this is the moment I've been waiting for. I've called all the dancers here. We're here at the mandala here. I think this is maybe Srivas's house or his own house, I forget. I've called everyone here. All the dancers are here. All my antaranga bhaktas are here. My priya bhaktas, prema bhaktas, premi bhaktas. Now they're all intoxicated. It's a very good arrangement. Udipan for dancing. Now they're all dancing in exhilaration and vivala. Now I will join in. The binding link in the chain of the Ras Leela. Now Gaurasundar, Rasaraj Mahabhav, is joining the kirtan. So this is the scene. Try to feel it. Try to see it. In the eye of the heart, in the mind of surrender. So this is such a beautiful painting that's being given here by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So to announce his entrance into the kirtan, Gaurachandra roared loudly. Like, "Here I am, here I come. Ready or not, here I come, I'm coming too." Oh, here comes Gaurachandra. Now you can imagine. He began to dance profusely. Uttiya lagila nritya kariteya par. Nityananda swarup. Nityananda Sarupa Utila Tatakshan Nityakari Dui Prabhu Bedi Bhaktagan. Nityananda Sarup immediately got up and joined the Lord, and both the Lords danced in the middle of the devotees. Jai Ho. Prabhu Bedi Bhaktagan Nityakari Dui Prabhu Bedi Bhaktagan. And that platform, that Vedi, that mandala. Vedi means mandala. Nityakari Dui Prabhu. Those two Prabhus, Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. Kara gaye keba pare, keba kare dare, keba kara charanera duli laya shire. No one knew who fell on whom, who caught whom, and who took whose foot dust on their heads. Keba kara galadhari, karaye rodan, Kebakon Rupakade Najaya Varnan. One cannot describe who was crying by holding whose neck or who did what. This is why they were totally, absolutely, utterly, completely intoxicated. I mean, this is what I call love of God. This is the desirable end, the prayojan, the necessity of the jiva to experience this fulfillment. This is anything of the sort, but just to give you some idea, there's nothing like this. But I can remember recently I was in Delhi and there was Mangalartik and at the big temple, and Lokanath Swami was singing. And as everyone knows, when Lokanath Swami sings, everyone seems to automatically dance with great bliss. But somehow or other, this was, I don't know what, Sunday, or somehow the devotees seemed a little like dead or something. They weren't too much responding. So we were dancing. So then I, just to, not that I was in any of this kind of thing, but just to get in the mood, I just started dancing. I just started falling on devotees just to try to make them, you know, wake up. Because they're just standing there like this. So I was dancing and I would just go like this and just fall. And then about 10 devotees would have to capture me. And then as soon as I would fall on them, then they would get ignited, like press a button, and they would start dancing. And I would fall on them, and they would hold me up, then I would turn around, I'd take their hand, I'd put their hand in the air, and I took this guy's hand in the air, and that guy, and pretty soon there's 150 devotees dancing in ecstasy. So, you know, the main thing was that finally the pure name, the Shuddha Nam from Lokanath Swami's heart penetrated their hearts. And I was just like a catalyst to get them going, you know, but I can understand that. And everyone actually felt joy, because the greatest happiness for devotees is to touch the bodies of devotees. I mean, you know, men touching men, ladies. So everyone's like in their own little private space, completely in ignorance and Mangalartik. No one wants to take part. And so I was like, wow, this is wonderful. Because I'm staying at Radhakund, I never hear Lokanath Swami's kirtans live. You know, for me, it's like, wow, Lokanath Swami, wow, what mercy, you know, my God brother, and such wonderful. So I was enjoying like anything. It was like, I haven't heard his kirtan in 10 years or something. You know, I mean, so much on my own. So this is, if we've seen this or experienced, we can imagine, these devotees were, no one know who fell where, who caught who, whose foot dust was on whose head. The devotees were holding each other around the neck and crying. Prabhu Karya O Karo Kichu Bhaya Nani Prabhu Britya Sakale Nachaya Ekotani. Devotees did not fear that they were with the Lord. Both the Lord and his servants danced together. This is Brajabhav. Bhaya Nahi. There's no fear. There's no formality. There's no Garuda standing there with folded hands offering the Samaveda to Lord Vishnu. There's nothing like this. It's like when Krishna... when Krishna went to Mathura, as soon as Krishna left the boundary, of course this is Vasudeva Krishna, it's not our Vrindavan Krishna. But when Krishna, Mathura Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna came before Vasudeva and Devaki after 11 years of separation, they stood there with folded hands and offered stuti. Oh, Krishna Balaram, you are the Supreme Lord, you are this, that. So much formality, so much official relationship, although it's mother and father. But here in this Brajabhav, in this Rasa Sankirtan, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord and his devotees are one. In prema, there's no two. The two become one in love. Love means two become one. Bhakta Bhagavan prema sambandha. Bhagavan bhakta prema sambandha. So when they have the bhakta, the surrendered bhakta and the surrendered Lord, there's a prema shray and a prema vishay. The commonality is prema. One is the shelter of prema, one is the object of prema. And it also reverses. Sometimes Krishna becomes a prema shraya. And the devotee becomes the prema vishaya, becomes the object of his prema. But generally, the jiva or the devotee is a prema ashraya. He's ashraya vigraha, a prema. He's a reservoir, a shelter of prema, and he's offering to the Lord, and the Lord is receiving. But sometimes the devotee is on the receiving end, and he becomes a prema vishaya, and Krishna is a prema ashraya with Radha and other devotees. So here, the devotees aren't afraid. Oh, this is Krishna and Balaram. This is Sankarshan, Chaturvyuha. There's the Purushavatars, and this is the Sarva Ishvara Parama Krishna, and ba 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 ba. They didn't have any fear. Oh, be careful! Oh, watch out! You touch Garanga's feet and took the dust. Oh, you put your arm around Nityananda's neck. Oh, watch out! You'll get a thunderbolt on your head. Psh! You know, you got too friendly with God. No, they're not thinking like that. There's oneness in love. This is the beauty of Braj Bhav, and Garanga is showing this with his associates in Braj Leela and Gaur Leela. This is so nice. They did not fear that they were with the Lord. There's no fear. Is there any fear in Subal when he gets on Krishna's shoulders? Hey Krishna, I defeated you in wrestling. Now carry me on your shoulders. That's the wager. Whoever wins this match has to carry the loser on his shoulders. I beat you. Hey, get down, Krishna. Get down. And Subal climbs on his shoulders, sits on and puts Krishna's head is here. Subal is sitting on Krishna's shoulders and he holds onto his head. Okay, Krishna, go right, go left. Go. He turns his head like when you're working with oxen or something. You pull this side and they go right, and you pull that side, they go left. So Subal is taking Krishna's head. Krishna, turn right, go left. There's no fear. I'm sitting on the head of God. I'm sitting on the shoulders of God. There's no fear. No bhayam. That's on this plane. This is the bhayam. In the Vaikuntha plane. Nityananda Chaitanya Karya Kolakuli Anande Nachena Dui Prabhu Kutuhali. Nityananda and Chaitanya embraced each other and danced in ecstasy. Ananda Nach. Prithivi kampita nityananda paratale dekhiya anande sarva ghane hari bhale. The earth shook by the weight of Nityananda's steps. Seeing his dancing, all the devotees chanted, Hari, Hari. Prithivi kampita nityananda paratale dekhiya anande sarva ghane hari bhale. Sarva ghane. Everybody was in bliss to see Prithvi, Kampita. Prithvi means Mother Earth, Prithvi. Kampita. She was trembling, Kampita. Romancha Kampa, Sutaranga Bhajo. She was trembling by the touch of Nityananda. Because this is the Prem. Prem Sarup Nityananda. Nityananda Sarup is Prem Sarup. He's a distributor of Prema. And the Kadacha, Sarup Damodar's Kadacha, explains, as we discussed in some previous classes about, we were discussing about Advaita Charya and Srivas Thakur. So Nityananda, he's the Premashraya. Premashraya Vigraha. He gives shelter of Prema. And Gadadhar is the Bhavashraya. He gives the shelter of Bhava. And our Mahaprabhu is Rasashraya. So I explained that Shivas Thakur is Shudanama Shraya and Advaita Charya is Pancharatrika Vidhi. Pancharatrika Vidya Shraya, or developing the proper understanding of the sadhana bhakti of Pancharatrika Vidhi and also leading to Ragmarg. So Nityananda, he is that Prema Shraya. He's a shelter of Prema. He's a distributor of Prema. He's a Prema Sarup. And when he's dancing and his beautiful lotus feet are touching Prithvi, Mother Earth, and she's feeling the thrill of love. She's Shakti. And Nityananda Shaktiman. Ultimately, Prithvi is an expansion of Radharani. All these female personalities, the demigods, this is told in one bhajan, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Durga, they're all expansions of Radharani. Radharani expands into her Kayavyuha, Sakis and Manjaris, then into the Mahishis, queens of Dwarka, then into the queens or the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, and then into the Devis, the Sachi and Arundhati and all the different Parvati, all the different demigoddesses, and all these personalities like Prithvi, Mother Earth. So she was feeling thrilled. Why is she feeling thrilled? Just like a lover feels thrilled by the touch of her beloved. So that if there's great love in the heart, as soon as one sees the beloved, the hair may stand on end, and one feels choked up. What to speak of the touch? You feel the touch of the beloved. So Nityananda is touching Mother Earth with his beautiful lotus feet, and she's trembling. It's a beautiful exchange, because the same thing happens when Krishna and Balaram walk on the earth. And Krishna is telling Balaram in the Bhagavatam, he's saying, oh, look, Balaram, how happy the forest of Vrindavan is to see you. When you touch the leaves of the trees, they start trembling in joy. When you walk on Mother Earth, she shows her ecstatic symptoms by sprouting. The hairs on her body stand erect in the form of the grass standing on the ground. So the grass stands up erect. Sometimes grass is like this. When you walk on the grass, it bends down. Chinadapi sunichena. But then, because the earth is being in touch with Balaram's feet, Krishna is saying, oh look, Mother Earth is so much ecstatic and blissful and love, feeling the loving touch of your feet, that she's the grass, which is like her hairs on her head. The grass is like the hairs on the head of Bhumi, Mother Earth, standing on end. So this is the experience that this prema, this audarya is being distributed everywhere. This prema, Lord Nityananda is distributing with his feet, with his hands, with his eyes. It's described that when the devotees raise their hands in kirtan, when they raise their hands in kirtan, the raised hands actually drive away all the inauspiciousness from the world. Just the raising of their hands. It creates so much auspiciousness. Earth is shaking. So it's not that it's an earthquake. Sometimes the earth trembles, there's some kind of earthquake, and it's a very negative, destructive phenomenon. It's called earthquake. But this, the earth is also trembling. But this is a very negative, bad reaction due to sins. But when the earth is trembling under the feet of Nityananda, it's ecstatic bliss. It's also trembling, Kampita. Prema rase matta dui Vaikuntha Ishvar Nachena Laya Sabha Prema Anuchar. Being intoxicated with ecstasy, Prema Rasmata. Prema Rasmata. The two lords of Vaikuntha danced in the company of their devoted followers. Nachena Prema Anuchar. E Sabalilara Kabu Nahi Paricheda Avirbhava Tirobhava Macha Kahi Veda. Although the Vedas describe their Avirbhava and Tirobhava, appearance and disappearance, there is never an end to their pastimes. Often we've heard in our discussion, even here in the last 2 weeks, in different chapters and different themes and leelas of Mahaprabhu, Vrindavan Das Thakur has used this term, these two familiar terms to us, Avirbhava and Tirobhava. We mentioned, we visited today Mamagachi, and which is the Avirbhava Stan of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And we said, is his bhajan kutir here? And the pujari said, no, this is only his avirbhav stali, the place of his appearance in Modadrum Dweep and Mamagachi. So this term is used often by Vrindavan Das Thakur to show the eternality The Nityalila Prakash. Nityalila Prakash, that the Nityalila Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna are always manifest, according, but they appear unmanifest due to the cycle of time and the will of the Lord and the position of the devotees. If the devotees, irregardless of what time it is, if it's whatever yuga it is, if devotees are in pure consciousness, then they can see the pastimes of the Lord from any age. So we see in Navadvipa Bhavataranga, Navadvipa Dhamparikrama, that in previous ages, devotees would come here, and like Sita and Ram were here. Sita and Ram were in Modadrum Dweep. And Ram was smiling one day. He was very happy. And then Sita said, "What is this? Why are you so happy?" And then Ramachandra said, "Well, actually, in Kali Yuga, this is straight to you, in Kali Yuga, a couple million years from now, I will come in a golden avatar, and I will engage in sankirtan and dance with great ecstasy." And then he showed that to Sita Devi. So even though she was sitting in Treta Yuga, she was able to see the pastimes in Kali Yuga. She was able to see a whole other avatar, another form of the Lord. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, the Lord's pastimes are always visible to the pure devotees, in any age, in any time. So this dancing of Lord Chaitanya Nityananda in Shiva Sangam or on the banks of the Ganga, it is always avirbhav. It is always manifest to those who have pure devotion. So he's reminding us, this is a recurring theme. He's reminding us, avirbhav. We use the word avirbhav and tirobhav, just like we use the word sunrise and sunset. The sun is always there. It's only a matter of our position. We're turning. Oh, so there's no light. If I turn my face this way, there's light. If I turn this way, there's no light. The light is always there, but our position changes. So we use language to describe the change of our position, but the sun is in the same location. So the Lord's pastime, this is the holy dham, nitya dham. When the entire material creation is annihilated, Mayapur and Vrindavan, they don't get annihilated. Just like there's pralaya. Devastation, everything, the sun becomes 12 times hotter, then it rains for 1,000 celestial years, the whole universe fills up with water. But this Mayapur, you may have a big lake full of water, but there's one lotus flower sitting untouched and unwet above all that water of the lake. So the whole lake of destruction, the whole lake of Pralaya, which engulfs the entire material creation, does not affect Vrindavan or Mayapur. It's like a dry, beautiful, fragrant, effulgent lotus. So it's eternal. The universe comes and goes. It goes into Vishnu, out of Vishnu. The holy Dhamma is always there. And the universe just moves in around it. It's like a lotus is there. Imagine if you had some big machine. You took all the water out of the lake. There's no water in the lake, but the lotus is still standing there, at least for a little while. Oh, look, the lotus is there. There's no lake. And then you put all the water back in the lake. Lotus is still there, with water or without. So in the pralaya, the lotus of Navadvipa is there, and when the manifestation, prakat and aprakat, of this material world. Therefore, the leelas, avirbhav, tirobhav, this is a word we use, it manifests, it's not manifest like the Vaishnava. Bhaktivinoda warned us to not have this mentality. He who reasons ill, who say that Vaishnavas die. He who reasons ill, say that Vaishnavas die. While thou art living still and sound, while living spread the holy name around. So the avirbhav, Vaishnava avirbhav, the appearance, Vaishnava tirabhav, disappearance, but always bhav. Bhav means existence. Tirabhav, avirbhav. Bhav means existing. The common word is bhava, the existence. They're always existing. The apparent existence and the disappearance existence. In other words, they're always existing. When Prabhupada walked across the street one day in New York on Second Avenue, one devotee turned to him and said, "Prabhupada, do you miss your spiritual master? It's been so long. Now it's 1966. It's been 30 years since he left this world. Do you miss your spiritual master?" Prabhupada said, "He is not gone. He is not gone. My spiritual master is not gone. He's right here with me. Can't you see? He who reasons ill say that Vaishnavas die." It's eternal principle. They're eternal. And those that are living in eternal consciousness, they can tune into the eternal Sadguru. Sadguru and the Nityalila. Guru is Sat, eternal. Lila's eternal, and Guru is eternal. So this is a reminder we're getting, and we're out of time, so tomorrow we'll continue. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Vrindavan Das Thakura ki jai. Yeah. All right. So why did Balaram choose to appear as Nanga Manjari to serve Krishna Madhurya Ras? I haven't read any particular answer to that, other than there's one book by the adopted son of Janava Mata. It's called Ananga Mandri Samputika by Ramai Gosai. He was adopted by Janava Mata, and he glorifies Janava Mata, who of course is Ananga Mandri, and he's explaining there that Radharani had... How does he explain it? Radharani wants to serve Krishna even more satisfying service than what she's rendering. He's explaining like this. But she can't do more than she's doing. So understanding her desire, Krishna understanding her desire, through Balaram and through the Ladini Shakti of Balaram manifests as Ananga. Because Ananga means Cupid. Ananga means Cupid. So the cupidity, the loving expertise or finesse of Radharani's younger sister is even more captivating to Krishna than Radharani. So that's why Balaram is manifesting as Ananga Manjari to give this even extra special happiness to Krishna that even Radharani doesn't give. And Radharani honors Ananga Manjari by placing her right in the middle of Radhakund. Ananga Manjari's kunja is a floating island, appears to be a floating island in the middle of Radharani's kund, in Radhakund. That's the kunja, the forest grove of Ananga Manjari. Whereas all the other Astasakis, who are her Kayo Vyuha, direct expansions, they have their kunjas around Radhakund, on the banks. But Ananga Manjari, who is Balaram Shakti, the expansion of Balaram's Ananda, Ladini Shakti, she's so special that she goes right in the middle of Radhakund.